It's panel beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we? What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello team, welcome to Panel Beers Episode 3. Gary is not here due to logistical issues. Mine, not his, to be honest. But seeing as he's not, let's give him a plug. He's back on tour, cracking show, called There's Something About Gary. Go to GaryDelaney.com and you will find his tour dates. He's all over the country. Some of you may well have already seen the show. It's tremendous. Check that out. Outside of that, this episode is recorded back in July. It's in the Comedy Store in Manchester. It's the last of the older ones, for the ones from now on are all recorded from September onwards. And yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was great crack. These are the highlights. There's some stuff in it, that, as on all the ones, that is a bit too rude to put out in this podcast. And they will go to the main list in our Too Rude for School episode that only goes to the main list. If you want to join that, go to panelbeaterscomedy.com and sign up. And we'll hopefully get it out pretty soon. And that, I know the first Too Rude for School episode will, for example, feature from this episode their ideas for antisocial suicide methods, which is exactly as bad as you expected. So you have been warned. Outside of that, by the way, somebody asked us why there's been no women on the podcast yet. Very simple reason. Purely scheduling. Loads of women are going to be on the podcast at a certain point in the future. Off the top of my head, Hayley Ellis, Joe Caulfield, Luke Conran, Harriet Dyer, Kiri Pritchett-McLean, Zoe Lyons, Angela Barnes, Laura Lex, and Alison June Smith. All of them I know are either scheduled or we're trying to sort out dates with them. None of which, by the way, are in any way on the show because they are women. We could not give a shit about what genitalia choices anyone has made. The only reason anyone will be on this show is because they are mates of mine and Gary's and they're very funny people, which all of those people, I'm delighted to say, are. So look forward to seeing them in the future. Right now, sit back, relax, enjoy the Manchester show, and if, as always, rate it, tell your friends, because that really does help us an awful lot, and enjoy. We'll see you afterwards. Cheers.
Here we go then, please welcome to the stage the panel beer contestants! Here they come, the bevy of beauties.
This looks like the weirdest family that have had a child gone missing. And the police are making us do it. Because they know one of us has done it. Just come home, even though I don't know you're dead or not, Kayleigh-Ann.
It's good. 2 minutes ago, we were having a talk about how we were going to try and keep this relatively clean and family-friendly. We've come straight in with, we've murdered children.
Yeah.
There you go, there's a confession.
Well, it sort of brings us to our theme for the evening, because obviously, ladies and gentlemen, as we've already explained, panel beers, it's like every other panel show, except somebody dies at the end. And to decide who dies, ladies and gentlemen, we have our judge, not just for this evening, but for life in general. Please, go wild, go crazy, welcome to the stage, the Grim Reaper, Death!
Yeah!
Contestant number one, introduce yourself.
I'm Mick Ferry. I've seen things a woman in ought to see. I've been to paradise, but I haven't been to me.
Contestant number two.
Hello, I'm just in my house, and this week I thought I had a problem with broadband, but it was all right.
I'm Gary Delaney, and the other day a woman described me as a bit of a looker. Yeah. Well, voyeur was the actual. But, you know.
Oh, you've got a buzzer. Sorry, Death's got a buzzer.
Right, I feel like that undermines me.
Right. Surely it should be sort of like dong.
I'll do what
get
I want.
Get your big
mate.
Dong out.
My granddad used to have an expression for people who look like you, Death. You see that Death. Kind of fella that you know the kind of fella that looks like he's all dick and elbow.
Your granddad was a wise man.
Yeah. What? His granddad also did say he doesn't know the difference between his dick and his elbow. So.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to go. Our first round is elevator pitch round. It's a very simple round. All that happens is I'm going to throw out some concepts, then the guys are going to fire back their big ideas. It'll all become clear. Right, number one, pitch me your ideas for new subjects they should teach in school.
I think we should have had how to pretend as an adult that you had loads and loads of friends at school, really, and definitely got off with loads of girls. Because I could have bunked off that lesson because I didn't need it.
Boom!
Boom!
I think, Gary, that lesson was already done. It was called Computer Club. Baths. Baths. It's like maths, but for smelly kids.
Rules of Instagram.
Okay.
Something about cock pics.
You've not done the research, right, Mick.
Is it? How to spot which PE teachers are paedophiles?
The ones in the tracksuits.
Not in my school.
What about home office economics? When we find out just how much immigrants are costing us compared to the mouthy twats we've got about them. That's right!
Yeah!
Mobile scooter maintenance. You know, mobility scooter maintenance. I see so many. When I was a kid, you know, fat people stayed in. But now we're giving them carts. And we're keeping them alive longer, so the expert... It's like Mario fucking world in Withenshaw. You can't move for fat little people in carts and magic mushrooms, and the rate's going to grow exponentially, and I just think there's a future in that. Now, well, manufacturing's gone.
I'll be honest, as long as they're not exercising, I'm fucking happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about... Surely there's going to be a day when we're going to have hover mobility scooters. I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's a plan.
Not in Withenshaw. It's the airport's too close and the flight a bit.
No, that's planes, but I'm talking about what you hover, the height you hover.
Guys, it doesn't matter. Neither of you are living to see it.
Right, next question. Pitch me new ideas for a theme park.
Divorced Dad's Weekend Custody Funland. It's just McDonald's and zoos.
Racist world, where you can set your grandparents.
I'll set up a concession stand on that.
Jeremy Thorpe Park.
Jeremy
Thorpe. It's rides in the style of former leaders of the Liberal Party. You might think that's niche, but there's one already in Windsor, Nick Clegoland.
All right, a Teletubby theme park called Poland.
Well, anyway, some of you going, is that racist? No, it's not. It's just a pun. You're making it bad yourselves. Don't blame him for that.
Pleasure bitch. Where you just go somewhere and moan about it all day long. It's like my childhood, essentially.
Right, next one. Pitch me ideas for the eighth deadly sin.
Anyone who writes something on Facebook with a picture of food and puts these three words, nom, nom, nom. Unless you've got the fucking strength of character to finish that off later when you're having a shit going, I don't want to know what it sounds like when you're eating it.
If you could have a catchy spelling of that might work.
Oh. Does anyone else think they now know what Justin looks like when he comes? Anyone else? Is that just me?
Like you didn't already.
Jesus Christ.
Nom, nom, nom.
Moving on. Ways to get rid of an annoying flatmate?
Just in front of him, just gently rub the end of your willy on all his belongings.
You're like a cat, Michael. You're like a cat.
Just everything. Like, and tell him you've done it in his wardrobe. So you'll never know what he's wearing, whether it's had your willy on it or not. Every time he picks a cup up, they'll go, his willy might have been on the end of this. So that gets rid of him.
There's one thing you don't know there, Michael. It is possible to wash a cup. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's never come up.
Would you? If I put my willy on one of your cups at home, I think you'd throw it out.
Yeah, there's no detergent strong enough.
Yeah. Fair point. Right, next one. Reasons you should be the mayor of Manchester.
Because I've got loads and loads of local knowledge about the town, and that's why this crowd of Scousers love me.
I've got Batman's number.
It's the only time you'd ever get to see the chains in the window of cash generator. I would, I'd pawn it. You would, wouldn't you? It's 1.5 million. Fucking two, right? You're straight down to cash generator. Fuck it. I'd open a couple of hospitals and then pawn it.
Is it I could be the mayor because given the rest of 2016, it wouldn't be the most unbelievable thing this year. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm having a belting year.
What's been your highlight?
So many to choose from. So many of my childhood favourites. You know, it's just always nice to meet your heroes, isn't it? So like, I got a bit carried away. You know, like, once I'd met Bowie, I thought I'd peaked, but then, you know, just kept cracking on.
I think they're taking you a bit too fucking seriously, Death.
I am Death. this is what I mean about, you know, getting my image sorted. Like, everyone's all upset because, you know, I did their nanas, but, you know, I did Pol Pot too, so...
Yeah.
How
did you get near Pol Pot? You're wearing glasses.
All right, yeah.
That was one of his things.
I'm as old as time, right? Vision starts to slip.
I like the way Mick is picking on Death. That is a dangerous piece of bullying.
Yeah, well, he's wearing glasses.
Right. It's especially dangerous picking on me with your cholesterol levels, Mick.
Had it checked. You're right. Bastard. Yeah.
Even on a podcast, people are going, no, he's definitely fucking...
Oh, same fat. Is that what you're saying? What, he's actually a fucking thing now? You can listen at home and go, he sounds fat.
Well, just to confirm for the listeners,
it's unbelievable.
He is.
Well, you say that. I once had a massage off a blind man in China, and afterwards he charged me more because I was heavier than I sounded. Yeah, that's true.
See, yeah, that is true.
That's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Good round. At the moment, like, you know, it's fairly even. You know, you can't lose the game in the first round. You know, but you can certainly put yourself at a disadvantage. And I'd say, Mick, book your fucking ideas up for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
All right, pal. I'll take you on.
Slight bit of tension between Death and Death.
I've seen Bill and Ted. I know how to beat you.
Hey, they're good guys. They're all right. They're all right with me.
Good. Right, round two, ladies and gentlemen, is the Get My Goat round. Basically, what happens is the lads get to have a rant about something, which they've basically been doing the entire fucking show already, but never mind. They're going to have a rant about something for about a minute, and then we're going to see what annoys them. Justin Morehouse!
What gets your goat?
I see what gets my goat, an audience's inability to follow a simple instruction. Actually, what gets my goat is, and I'm going to go for the big one, bagels. I love a bagel. You don't need to know this, but I'm on a journey. And mock me, yeah. And I've been losing a bit of weight, and I treat myself to a bagel every now and then. It's the only little treat I have. And I like a bagel. I get up in the morning, I have a cup of tea, I get a bagel, I put it in a toaster, I'll have some cheese on it maybe or something like that often, maybe a veggie sausage with a slice of cheese. Just something, you know, just a little treat, just something to brighten the day up. But then... Then about 6 months ago, I got the bagels out, and there's a little thing on the sign. It said, "You asked, we listened." I thought, "Well, if you asked." It said, "Well, you asked, we listened. You said we don't want you to slice the bagels anymore, because they used to come pre-sliced from the New York Bagel Company, but now they don't come sliced at all." You know, I guess my goat, which prick is writing in? Who sits down one day at the kitchen table and says, "I am sick of the convenience of these pre-sliced bagels. What I'd like to do is, of a morning, occasionally, is nearly take a fucking thumb off trying to open a bagel." So that's what gets my goat.
Justin Morehouse, fantastic.
Point of order. Can you just send out for 2 pints of lager, one for me and one for Death, please?
Yeah, I second that motion.
Thank you.
He's in a bit, you don't see on the week, aren't
yeah. Yeah.
Mate, you're 2 weeks away from cirrhosis as it is.
Right. Wow.
Wind it in.
Yeah. Do you know my favourite thing about Death is? My favourite thing about Death is he slips a cape and a hood on, forgets he's Death and thinks he's fucking Gypsy Rosie Lee. You're not predicting Death, mate. You're just bringing him in. That's what you're doing.
No, he knows.
No, mate. I've got a schedule. Like, do you think I'm just wandering around at fucking random? Like, I've got a filing system. I've got a spreadsheet. It's fucking massive.
You've got a dead sheet?
Yeah, I do. The amount of tabs on it, mate. The admin costs
you're using
on temps.
Excel.
Jeff,
all right,
yeah. If your filing system's that good, why haven't you got Bruce Forsyth's address?
This podcast comes out in September. That will not make it.
Bruce Forsyth made a deal a long time ago.
No. I'm saving him to ruin everyone's Christmas. That Strictly Christmas special is going to be fucking awful.
I'm going to the bookies first thing tomorrow morning.
Can you make sure the Queen doesn't die on a weekend? Because that'd be a waste.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't Monday afternoon for the Queen. Yeah. So we got like Tuesday and Wednesday, the fucking stupid
don't
news.
Worry, mate. I get bank holidays too. I'm not fucking
right, okay,
stupid.
Good lad.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. The next round is the Crackerjack round.
Hey, come on. Get it going.
Right. This is when we get half of an old joke and then weld on another half at the other end and give you an entirely new joke, theoretically. Number one, an Englishman, an Irishman and a Welshman go into a pub.
And they all have to leave because the English decided to do so, even though it wasn't the right thing to do. But they had a vote, and we have to stick that, and leaving the pub means leaving the pub.
Yeah.
A man says, waiter, there's a fly in my soup, and the waiter says...
Yes, sir, this is a hipster restaurant, that's fly soup.
What happened to the cat who swallowed a ball of wool?
He knitted and purled. Hey! He died, actually. Sorry, I'm going to leave it there.
Oh.
Thank you.
Right. Why did the badger cross the road?
It's where the titty bar was. They do go to titty bars.
To get to his job at the badge factory.
Well, slow burn on that one, slow burn.
There you go, yeah. Clean and funny, my other one's too rude. My other one was because Pepe Le Pew kept trying to fuck him. But I'm not doing that one.
I think our audience went for that. That was fun. Right, how do you make a Swiss roll?
Tell them the Jewish want the gold back.
Ooh. Really too soon? Right, where do you take a sick horse?
To swim with dolphins.
You take it to the Grand National as a warning.
Actually, what do you do with a sick horse? Well, if it's a little horse, no, it's not that joke. If it's a juvenile horse that needs feeding up, then you take him to Alder Hay.
That'll translate well in the podcast.
All de hay.
Yeah, they got it, they just didn't like it.
Do you know what? I can't believe I was just going to say, fucking hell, Death, you're so negative.
Yeah, what are you expecting?
Finally, what do Donald Trump and a vibrator have in common?
If you see hair on one, then you know it's real.
There it is. They're both trying to replace a black guy.
Oh, boom, boom. I think that's the end of that round. Round's probably the end of that round.
Yeah. I think, it's still fairly even.
Right, future news. I'm going to give the start of a headline. The guys have to come in with their end. Political turmoil as Liberal Democrats...
buy a DeLorean and drive it through the House of Commons at 88 miles per hour trying to get back to 2009. Satire.
Political turmoil as Liberal Democrats' meeting room is swapped for Swinging Cat Society as they need the space more.
Right, Prince Charles to visit the Queen to explain...
what Dignitas is.
Yeah, a useful service.
Why he's bored of this wife as well.
In local news, Oldham woman left speechless after discovery of
the moon.
Right, now it's the roast round, ladies and gentlemen. Gary, you're up first. You're going to stand up for this one because it's a bit of fucking exercise. Because let's be honest, all three, you need it.
All right, okay, yeah, let's give this a go.
Don't encourage that, Queef.
Hastily written roast about nuns. I don't like nuns. I'm not a racist, but I don't like nuns because I think they're all religious extremists with their faces covered, being kept apart from men and speaking a funny language that no one understands all the time. Frankly, nuns are to blame for two of the worst atrocities of the last 30 years, Sister Act and Sister Act 2. Back in the habit. And here's other problems I have with nuns. Number one, they're always wearing soap. Number two... yeah. Number two, they're always cycling down cobbled streets. And number three, they're always failing to get through revolving doors with spears in their heads. Number four, they're always doing press-ups in a cucumber patch. That's nuns dealt with.
Well done, Gary Lay on nuns.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not happy with Gary's comments about the way nuns dress. I've always thought they're pretty snappy dressers. To be honest, I think it's a pretty good look.
Mick Ferry does whales, as in the mammal.
Listen, whales, right? Listen, if you're worried about being hunted, stop singing. Stop fucking singing, then maybe the Japanese won't fucking find you then, you pricks. Maybe that's part of your problem. You get together in little groups every night and start fucking singing your whale song, which apparently is soothing. It's fucking not. It's nauseous. And the next time I hear it in a lift, I'm going to take a load of fuckers out with me, I swear you, right? To be honest with you, the only thing I've got any sympathy for whales, if I had a 20-foot cock, like a blue whale, and I only got to use it once every 2 years, I think I'd beach myself.
Finally, Justin Morehouse, Wales, the country.
Oh, are you Welsh? I've had enough of them. I honestly moaning. Oh, we're Welsh. If you don't like people, don't sing. Everyone's going on about them. Oh, they did well in the football. They didn't win, did they, pricks? You know what I mean? They did better than England. You just stayed there longer and didn't win. Rubbish. Just part-time scouse. Are you from Wales? Oh, the infighting. Look at you. Look at that. Leave the sectarianism. What are you going to do? Meet in fucking Rhonda with leeks. Bum each other and sing songs. And always blacking up when you go down the mines. I'm lashing out. I love Wales. It's lovely. Betsy Coed. It's a lovely day out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the final round!
Yeah! About time.
This is the #BingBongBash round. It's basically like that game on Twitter, where it's like the hashtag game, where I'm going to throw some stuff out, they're going to give me their ideas. So here we go, right. Erotic board games.
Guess who's up your ass?
All right, what about Canopoly? Canopoly, or a coctionary, or cock necked four, or maybe cocks against humanity. Or maybe cock pursuit. What about cock door? Or reverse the other nine owners, cock fellow. Or if you're sick of cocks, is battle dicks.
Never has anything sounded less erotic.
Battle dicks sounds good. I'd play battle dicks.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, you just get your cock out. Some of you are going to have a cruiser, sorry. Some of you are going to have like a frigate. And you just put like numbered boards on it. You just say, I think it's a good idea for a game.
I've got Cuspunk.
Any more erotic board games?
I've got Come on My Backgammon. Hungry, Hungry Orifices.
I'm not sure you've really understood erotica, Gary, to be honest, but
carry on.
Death got one.
I've got one.
Oh, you fucking...
Sorry.
Right, I had a variation on the theme. It was worse.
Right, moving on. Irish detective programmes.
Chips and other potatoes.
You'll never guess who's been murdered. Well, you remember Patrick, who you went to school with? Well, his cousin's John Neighbour's architect, Ron.
True potato.
True potato. To be sure, to be Sherlock.
My personal favourite would be CSI, My Mammy. But anyway. Right, illness films.
Schindler's Cyst.
Toy Story 3, reasons why I'm back at A&E with an action man on my ass.
Any more? Right.
Inside Out.
Rebel Without a Cure.
The Bum Grapes of Wrath.
Finally, last question, inappropriate TV makeover programmes.
Changing Wombs.
Homophobic Eye for the Gay Guy.
Extreme Makeup Sex.
How clean is your ass?
Extreme Comb Over.
That is the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen! Which means, yep. Death, quick as you can, you get in the position, you have to pick who's going to die.
Yeah. Based on who has provided the lowest quality of jokes this evening. Right, let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
Let's have some sort of drum roll. Come on.
Mick, I take you with me!
Oh! Mick has died! Oh, round of applause! Mick Ferry is dead, ladies and gentlemen! Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been absolutely fantastic. Please give it up for all you, sir. First off, so Mick Ferry, Justin Morehouse, Gary Delaney. Death, who looked a little bit like Rob Mulholland. I've been Queeve. Thank you very much. Thank you to the Comedy Store. Good night! So there you go. That was episode 3 in the bag. If you're listening to this before September the 14th, we're in the Manchester Comedy Store on September the 14th, do come along to that. Outside of that, have yourselves a wonderful life. Till next week, write the podcast and all that kind of stuff on iTunes and all. I know it's annoying to keep saying it to you, but it really does help us out. And outside of... I say outside of that far too much, don't I? It's weird. You only notice these things when you're recording these things. Now I said these things too much. I'm repeating a lot of stuff. I'll be honest. I'm shocked how bad I am at this. But the person who's going to have to edit that as well is Richard Masser, who's our editor, who's doing a brilliant job. Thank you to him. Thanks to everyone else who helped us out. Thanks to you. And, you know, let's all thank Jesus as well. Yeah, why not? See you next week. Cheers. Bye.